This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I am single-handedly destroying the environment, and I want everyone to know it.
Okay. Through plumbing.
Through the plumbing, I am. There's this article that came out of, like, make sure you don't flush the... Like, they worded it like it should be obvious to not flush these four things.
Yeah, why do we need this little tip?
Because it's not obvious to me.
What do you flush?
I flush everything.
What are you doing? It's your plumbing. And your only two things there should be, yes.
Super randomly, did you guys ever believe if you flush all the toilets at one time, it's going to explode?
It doesn't explode, but you could shut down the power grid.
Wait, really?
You can, actually.
What? That's not connected to it. I'm so confused now.
Oh, my God.
I think if you do that, it makes your house take a screenshot.
Wait, the power grid?
I just thought she's so gullible to believe the other thing. I thought I'd slip it out of Steve's mind. Yeah, <right. laughs> I have heard before that there are water issues, like, during the Super Bowl. At halftime.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yep. Because, like, everyone flushes at the same time.
Yep.
So they ask you to stagger. If it's yellow, let it mellow or whatever during Super Bowl.
But then there's people like you that are flushing things that can't be flushed.
Yeah, what the hell are you flushing?
Here's the point. Like, number one on this list is food.
What?
And they say, don't flush food.
You have garbage cans. You have that incinerator in your sink there. What do you need?
Have you ever been at a dinner party where they serve something that's just effing nasty and you don't want them to know how nasty you think it is, so you palm it and excuse yourself to the bathroom?
You've
and
done
flush
this.
100% more than
but
once.
But you're doing it in their toilet. You're flushing
yes.
there. Okay.
Mm. Yes. Or in my own toilet if it's like a potluck and somebody brought something. They're like, oh my God, how do you like the frog eye salad? It's like, so good. Sorry, I gotta go take a dump.
But I'm bringing this with me. I'm getting a head start.
How much, like, pounds of it?
No, just like a handful. Here's what I don't understand. Huh. How would that be bad if you, I don't know, eat the food,
process it,
mm-hmm. and then it comes out your butt?
You're right,
what's
the
difference between...
Soft, it weighs the same probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why can't you flush
food? You think it's better. It's like
be better.
Gentler on the pipes.
Yes.
It doesn't,
it's more broken up.
Yeah.
It tastes better for the pipes.
Yes.
Too.
What is wrong with flushing food?
Stop making it sound like you're doing the pipes a favor.
That was Tiak who's doing the pipes a favor.
You think your toilet doesn't get hungry?
Right.
Look at it sitting there.
It's just...
mouth is wide open.
So feed the toilet.
No.
They're saying uneaten food can be too big for pipes to handle, but I'm not like shoving a porterhouse down there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm shoving small stuff.
It's still just a toilet. We don't give it steak.
So I like food, 100%.
Okay, I can see because it's soft like our void.
Yes. Okay.
What? Oh, you're right.
Oh, no.
No. It shouldn't be
Who
soft.
Who wants to get into... Let's draw a chart of what thickness we think Steve is putting out. What is...
There's some plopping going on.
I doubt very seriously there's any plopping. Okay, next. The other thing is, also, doesn't your garbage disposal get food in it?
Yeah, you're not supposed to do anything with your... Never put food down there.
Why do we have it?
I know, I hate it.
It's grind up food.
Right, but you're just backing up your plumbing is all you're doing.
Next is hair. And I'm going to tell you, I've thrown so much hair in the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Hair?
Yeah. You need to... Yeah. It comes out all the time.
Yeah, and then there's a trash can in the bathroom right next.
Thank you.
I know, but sometimes
toilet.
You're just like grabbing that hair off the shower, like the shower wall or whatever. You're just like, you swirl your hand around.
Collect it all, yeah.
Yeah, collect it all. And then you're just like, and you just flick it off your hand into the toilet.
How about
if poop can fit down that thing, why can't hair fit
because
down that
hair,
thing?
Because hair, it turns into a hairball, just like normal drain.
Yes.
No, it does. It's
and you can't put Drano down.
It's like launching it.
Aaron nailed it.
But your toilet is long. It gets it's a hairball in your shower because it's just kind of sitting there. But your toilet's like going, you have one of those like, toilets.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. I want to go to Home Depot and go, I'm looking for a...
just steal one.
Okay, but like, you wouldn't flush hair?
I've never had to. I don't lose that much hair. I don't have that much loose hair running around.
I'm talking about when a female showers in there and leaves a whole bunch of hair on the wall because that's what they do.
There's like Aaron said, there's a waste paper basket, like a waste can.
It's wet hair. But
sometimes you empty the trash can and then it's a pristine empty trash can and you got a big hairball. You're like, well, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I can't put it in the trash can. I'm going to be looking at it forever. I'll just flush
it.
It's trash. 100%. There's so much hair in my toilet. And also, you're short and curly. Have you ever, like...
My short and curly hairs?
Yes. Have you ever just manscaped over the toilet?
That's where I manscape. I'll give you that
one. Look who's putting hair in the toilet.
My big, long, shaggy
hair. It doesn't matter.
It's small.
A hairball can come from...
I'm talking small little bits for manscaped.
I imagine you let it get a little long.
There's no plopping going on.
Ever since this gut got bigger, it is harder to kind of get...
You gotta get around in there. Gotta set up a couple, like, camper jacks.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's not a bad idea.
Just crank it up a little bit, hon. I gotta get under there. Next is chewed gum. You're not supposed to flush it.
Yeah, that one's bad because it doesn't dissolve ever.
I spit like here at work, everywhere. Because you know I'm an incessant gum chewer. If I'm chewing gum and it's like, I spit, then I pee, then I flush.
Yeah, I think especially if you put it in the, if you keep the wrapper and you put the gum, chewed gum back in the wrapper and then throw all of it in the trash, then it's got a little, it's like a ski, you know.
Yes.
It shoots down the drain.
Yes, what's wrong with that? Why can't you put the wrapper in there? Wait, who's stopping you from... Like, so I'll spit my gum, get out a new piece of gum, and throw the wrapper on top of it.
You're supposed to continue recycling while you're doing in the bathroom.
You saying you're going to
separate the paper...
Oh, my God.
...from the rest of the... Yeah.
The sewer rats need to chew gum.
Yes.
Bubbles.
And here's the thing that the sewer rats also need. Your medicine. If I like, I've definitely flushed medicine.
I think I have too.
I thought that was kind of what you're supposed to do. If it's like expired or something, you're not just supposed to throw it out. Like people,
you don't want your kids to find it.
Well, yes, that's why you take it to one of those safe facilities where they accept it.
Who has time for that?
There is that. You're supposed to take it to a hospital, too, if you can't
are?
Find it. Yes, technically.
And flush it at the hospital?
Right.
What's the point?
I'll change my oil. Where am I going to get rid of that oil?
You don't
toilet.
Oh my God.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.